Welcome to Boundless Love Podcast. Here it's all about next level approach to love, leadership, and intimacy. I am your host, Sophia Sundari. She shows up when you least expect her. She shows up and destroys everything you thought was stable in your life. She shows up and rolls through your life with so much destructive power. And it's only when you've licked your wounds and uncovered yourself from the ashes, you discover in the ruins of what you thought you were, in the ruins of your old life, you discover the gem. You discover something so infinitely beautiful, and that is your freedom. So, welcome, beloveds. What we are doing here is something pretty epic, something entirely new. We are doing 28 days of temple practices. Woo! welcome to this initiation call. Today we are leading in with connecting with the great goddess of death and rebirth, the great mother of transformation, Kali. So, in 28 days exactly, begins an extraordinary event called Ecstatic Remembrance. It's the second edition of this event, and it's going to be unlike anything I've done before. It's not going to be in any way similar to the previous one, if you were there. And it's going to be an absolutely epic come together of people who are here to live a radical life, a life of surrender, a life of ecstatic yes to life, of ecstatic remembrance of our divine nature. It's an event that is here to awaken humanity to the true essence of who we are. And so now we are leading in this preparation. So because I feel something really massive for this event, actually, I want us all to be prepared. I want you to be prepared. I want me to be prepared. I want everyone to be prepared so that when we come together, we really are so charged and so open and so available that we really witness miracles, like from the moment you step on the grounds of our venue. If you are considering to join, also let us know. And these practices are not something additional for you to do in your life, but it's something like it's a sacred moment with yourself. It's a sacred moment with what truly matters. It's a sacred moment of coming home so that you may navigate the turbulence of these times, whether you are in the turbulent situation or not. But just this invitation of these times for a change, for transformation. And it may show up in different ways for different people. I mean, a lot of my clients and a lot of people I talk to are all going through things. And I'm not big on the whole thing of like, it's an eclipse, it's a Mercury retrograde, oh my gosh. I'm normally like, I'm not a part of this paradigm. But this time, it feels like there have been a lot of things that have been contributing to this massive cauldron of fire, of transformation that we are in collectively as humanity. And it's just so beautiful to come together in this way. So if you're going through things, please also do share in the comments to bring your heart forward, to not be there like thinking like, oh my gosh, because what we may be facing right now is like, do I really have to go through it? I thought I was past this. I thought I already released all the people out of my life who were not vibrating on the same frequency as I am. I thought it was already done for me. But sometimes it brings up shame. Yeah, and it can bring up a lot of vulnerability of seeing that, yeah, you're going through initiations. Congratulations, you're alive. You're still human. You're going through initiations. Celebrate that. So, yeah. Connect to your intention. So it would be really awesome for you to commit also to this time together, to these 28 days. So I'm committing to these 28 days to really hold the space for you, for us, to be in this cauldron together and to also find a flow, an energetic flow, a fluidity, a relaxation, even pleasure in everything that's going on. Because no matter what's going on, no matter if there's chaos or things, you still get to bring the flow. You still get to bring the love. You still get to bring the pleasure. And say yes to it in ecstasy. In ecstasy, say yes to this life, to this surrender that we really are invited into. So commit, yeah? And when you commit, it's like you already put something in. And when you put something in, there's more that you will get out, always. So today I want to focus on this power of transformation, of initiating transformation, of being in love with transformation. When I first heard about Kali, and in Tantra, we work a lot with cosmic powers. Other name for cosmic powers is goddesses. So Kali is one of the goddesses, as seen in a tantric tradition. So she is like normally people who are not even like, they don't know much about Tantra, they don't know much about spirituality. I ask them, okay, do you know about Kali? And a lot of people say yes, because she has become a bit of a, you know, trendy thing also for some. And of course, there's some misunderstanding about who she is. But also, I want you to connect with her and make her your friend. And when I say that, it means become friends with death. Straight away. You know, I decided also, I'm just going to say it how it is. So see how it is for you. So become friends with death means fall in love with death. Fall in love with understanding life, in fact. When you fall in love with understanding life, you start to live. When you fall in love with understanding death, you begin to live. It's only after we have died enough times that we begin to live. Paradoxical, isn't it? Because the whole world is terrified of death. It's like the worst thing that can ever happen to anyone. We're so scared of dying. The fear of death governs the scarcity and the abandonment of ourselves and just so many things that we just don't want to be doing, but we end up doing them. And tolerating experiences and behavior from people around us and standards that are just like not cool, we are tolerating because we are scared to die. We are scared to let go of people, to let the relationships die. We are oftentimes much rather tolerate things that just really hurt instead of saying the truth that may lead to death. When someone is not showing up the way you actually desire to be treated, when the standards in your life are nothing like what you desire, you may not dare to acknowledge to your partner how you want things to be. You may not dare to acknowledge your desires even to your own self. You may not dare to make moves with your money and wait for permission from others and from your bank account or from someone else who knows better. So oftentimes we sacrifice our hearts in order to avoid death, in order to avoid Kali, in order to avoid this great, great power of transformation. Because what is transformation? Transformation means light becoming light, means you becoming you. This is what transformation is. It is scary. I completely understand. When I first was introduced to Kali, which was maybe 14 years ago, or so, I was like, I don't want to deal with this chick. Like, I don't want to like connect to the power of death. It's like, am I calling it then into my life? I don't want some accidents to happen to me. I don't want any kind of like initiation that will fall like ice on my head. I don't want this kind of stuff. Well, who would call this kind of stuff? So I was in resistance. First I heard it, I was like, ugh. And the rest of the group, I was surprised. Everyone else was like, yeah, 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 bring it on. I was like, I like my life, okay? But then I had so little awareness to see what a little box I lived in. And I was so scared of surrender. But then 6 months later, again, we were with the same teacher who was like telling, okay, so I remember I introduced you to Kali. Have you been, who has been practicing? And guess who raised their hand? I was the only one who was practicing in depth because I went through my resistance, but then I actually decided to commit to that which I was resisting, because that's what we often do. We resist things that actually will open us because we are so scared what's on the other side of this comfortable little box we've put ourselves into. And so I was like, okay, I have to confront those fears. I have to confront this little princess inside of me who just likes to be comfortable, who just, you know, wants everything to be nice and no conflict and no nothing, you know, just to be comfortable, just to save my little ass so it stays pretty for the rest of my life and nothing ever changes. And then I understood. It does not work like this. Life does not work like this. To live a life, we have to be willing to die. To die means to let go of control. And to let go of control means to stop this identification with what is happening in your life. To stop grasping onto what you believe about yourself, what you believe your life has to be, and let it all go. And then it feels like you're falling. But in reality, whenever you feel like you're falling upwards into the divine embrace. And it's the most terrifying thing because you don't know what's on the other side. It's unknown. That's why we're addicted to control. Controlling your life. Controlling that the people stay. Controlling that things remain the same. Controlling, strategizing, squeezing yourself so that there is comfort. And then when you understand that there's no life in this comfort, and this comfort is actually extremely uncomfortable. There's comfort in expecting disappointment, for example. You may have this attitude of like you receive a present or you come to a place and people seem to be treating you so nicely and you are not fully trusting that. Or you are like you're getting a present and the first thing you notice, like the one thing that it was not exactly the present that you wanted. Or like you expect to be disappointed and that's when you are. And it's like it gives a little comfort. Okay, well, it's not exactly perfect, but it's somehow comfortable because it's something I'm used to, because that's what is sitting in my subconscious mind, because that's what I've been connecting with. And it's actually, this is a thing that I hear a lot from my clients that they say, I'm so scared to become bigger. I'm so scared to become wealthier. I'm so scared to become happier because somewhere deep down, I feel like I will leave people behind. And I don't want to leave people behind. I love my people. I don't want to be the one there somewhere unreachable. But that's the thing that holds us back. Because you are here to live your truth. You are here to be the full potential in this lifetime that is destined to you. This is not even up to you. This is your ultimate destiny. This is your greatest service also to everyone, to all of us, to your children, to your grandchildren. This is your legacy. This is what you must do here. You must be all of you. You cannot be here doing what you think others are expecting from you, following other people's vision of what you should be doing. You should do you. This is the most important thing in your life. Not what other people think of what kind of partner you should be, what kind of mother you should be, what kind of father you should be. None of that. What kind of business owner you should be, what kind of spiritual person you should be. None of that matters. What matters is that you listen and you walk your highest path and you open to this transformation that is always creating you, molding you into your greatest version. You must do that. This is what you came here for. You didn't come here for the mediocre life. And so, Kali comes and she hits hard. And the more committed you are, and sometimes you may be committed not even consciously, but it's like when you open your heart, she comes. And it's like, it's unfair. I open my heart. Now it's all, you know, should be sweet to me. Everything should be sweet to me now, okay? Because I'm doing the nice thing. No, not like that. She enters your life and she shakes all the seeming comfort. She comes when you least expect her. She shows you the absurdity of all the boxes you've ever tried to fit into. She shows you that you've been lying to yourself, that you haven't been honest, that you've been abandoning yourself, you've been abandoning your heart, you haven't been walking your highest path, and you know it. And she's showing this to you. She's showing you that you cannot be in relationship with someone's potential. You have to get honest who is really in front of you. She's showing you cannot play this mediocre game when you've already outlived this thing. She's showing you cannot attract a partner from this state of being. because you are completely in a different state. Are you living it? You are not. That's why the partner is not there. She's showing you all of it. She's shaking you out of the sleep of pretense, of arrogance. She's shaking you out of the smallness. She's showing you who you are meant to be. And it hurts, my people. It hurts. It hurts so much. You may find yourself howling and growling and like begging God to save you. That's how much it can hurt. And at the same time, you know why this is happening? Why is this happening? Why is this happening to you when you feel so confused, so hurt, and you've been trying to hold on to this thing and you've been fighting for it and it does not work? Why is this happening to you? Why is she coming and roaming through your life? Why do you find yourself in this acid rain here? It hurts, it burns, it's like burning holes in your ego, whatever you've believed yourself to be. Why? Why is this happening? Who knows? What do you think? I tell you why. All of this craziness, all of this wildness, all of this turbulence, all of this that shakes you from inside. Why is this disaster and this places where you feel cornered and you feel helpless? Why is this happening in your life? Why it hurts so much? Why it seems to be so unfair even? Why does she come and shakes you up from your core? Why is she doing this? Is it because she hates you? No, it's because she loves you. Because Kali is the goddess of love. And that's what you find in the ruins of your old life. This is what you find once you've licked your ashes off your skin and everything has burnt away and the smoke has settled. This is what you find. You find that there's so much love and you are so, so, so loved. But it's not this kind of love that is like, you're so sweet. You're so sweet. You're so pretty. Just, you know, stay here. It's a love that is like, I know who you are in truth. And I'm not gonna let you settle for anything less than that. This love is the greatest love. Look out for people who love you this way. They are rare, but they are worth everything to have in your life. The ones who will tell you the truth of who you are, how big you are, how magnificent you are, where you're lying to yourself, where the hurt little child is holding on to at least some little bit of love, at least a little bit of attention, at least a little bit. You know, Kali has to be channeled through the people in your life, through the circumstances in your life, and go like, no, this is not truth. This is not love. This is not for you. It's not for you to be stuck in this mediocre smallness, trying to control reality. It's for you to give everything up and see what remains actually. Who you are when you offer yourself into the fire of truth. What survives in the fire of truth is you. Everything that burns is not you. So let's do this practice together. If you are ready, if you're brave enough, let's offer everything you're facing to her, to Kali. Invite her so she becomes your friend. So you know that she is here for you, with you. She's not gonna let you get stuck in the smallness. She is coming here as a gift of love, as a gift of life. So let's settle. So wherever you are, yeah, just even if you're in a public place, like give yourself this time just for you. So close your eyes. And take a deep breath. You can place your hands on your body to keep your attention in your body, not in your mind. Taking a deep inhale, inhaling down into your belly, letting your belly expand with your in-breath. Exhale, relax your body, relax your jaw, relax your shoulders. Inhale, filling up the belly with your attention, with your energy. Exhale, letting go of the pressure, of the tightness, of the worries. Inhale, opening to love, to life's grace. Exhale, letting go of fear of control. Inhale into the belly, saying yes to this grace, even if sometimes it feels like acid grace. Exhale, letting go of fear. Inhale, saying, yes, I am ready to surrender. Exhale, just softening into this remembrance that you are so loved. Inhale, into the belly. Exhale, letting go of pressure. And continue breathing in this way. Keep anchoring deeper into the now, into your body. Just feeling how the space behind your ears relaxes, your shoulders release tension, your belly relaxes more. Deep inhale. With exhale, letting go. And now we invoke the grace of Mother Kali. You can feel her just as the power of transformation. You can also visualize her as a wild woman with black hair and black skin. And she is so wild, so fierce, so unpredictable. But she is the power of love. She is a face of the universe. And she loves you so dearly. She truly desires for you to be truly you and nothing less. And then just open your heart to her. You can turn your palms upwards and feel like you're turning your heart upwards energetically. Just go. I love you, Kali. I love you, Kali. I welcome you. And I offer my experiences, my fears, my attachment to my identity, my attachment to how things have to be, my attachment to control, my fear, my anxiety, all my patterns that keep me small. I offer all of it to you. Take all of it, burn all that I am not, so that only love remains. And just feel yourself again turning upwards, opening to the universe, opening to Kali, to this great mother of love, transformation, this great mother of death and rebirth. And sit with these words, I surrender. I surrender. I surrender. And just perceive the space now in your body. Perceive what's here now. A deep breath in. And then moving into your day. Into the rest of your day from this place, from this surrendered, open, big space. And just remember that she is here by your side in everything you choose. It is her with you. And whenever something shakes you up and something unexpected comes, just recognize that it's the mother winking at you. And saying, remember, you are loved. So welcome to bring your hands over your heart. Just a gratitude for this space, for this practice, for these 28 days ahead of us of temple practices that I'm so happy to share with you, be with you in this space. Sometimes we'll have shorter time, sometimes also about this amount of time. But today was the intro. You're also welcome to sign up for my newsletter. I'm going to drop the link to sign up for you in the stories so that you receive the notification and you make sure you know when I go live. But we're going to have a massive, beautiful month together with so much transformation, with so much beauty, with so much flow. And I'd love to know what comes up for you in the practices. So feel free to leave comments. And so grateful, so happy that it was exactly what you needed. Greatest timing. Yes, synchronicity in action. I love you, beautiful humans, and I will see you tomorrow. And if you know you want to go deeper and you are ready to go deeper, then make sure to join us for Ecstatic Remembrance Live, happening starting May 2nd until 4th in Cascais, Portugal, in a gorgeous, stunning place. I'm so happy for us to be together for 3 days in person. There is nothing like being together in person in the temple. It's going to be extraordinary, and it's going to be filled with transmissions and practices and deep, deep dives for you in the connection with incredible soul family that is full of your best friends, your future clients, your partner maybe, or you just get to meet the most incredible people there live and be together in incredibly transformational and deeply heart-opening space. I'd love to see you there, and you will find the link and all the details on how to join in the show notes.